It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It is Wednesday, so of course that can only mean one thing. It is match day, Arsenal versus Luton tonight at the Emirates. Arsenal with a chance to go back to the top of the Premier League table for 24 hours at least. And you would suggest it will only be 24 hours if Arsenal win today, because Liverpool are at home to Sheffield United tomorrow. But you never know. You can only win your games and then hope that someone else can do you a favour when you're in a situation like a title race. So we'll talk about that game today. We'll look at some of the changes potentially Mikel Arteta will make. Look at what Mikel Arteta has been saying about making changes. Which I thought were quite interesting comments ahead of the game. Do my predicted 11. You guys have been getting involved, telling me what you want to see happen tonight in terms of the team selection. So lots to discuss. We'll start with the good news. Bukayo Saka pictured here in training yesterday. Mikel in his press conference yesterday did say that I think the quote was, he's fine. When he was asked about Bukayo Saka, said that they had one session today. They were going to look and see if he was ready or not to start. Obviously, we don't know if he's ready or not to start. He was certainly ready to join in training yesterday. Every single Arsenal player, barring Jurrien Timber, was involved in first team training yesterday, which shows the strength of squad that Mikel Arteta currently has available to him. And it says a lot about the options that he has and some of the decisions he'll have to make today. Now, I would suggest you need to make some changes today. I wouldn't be playing Bukayo Saka in this game tonight, even if he is fit. And judging by the pictures yesterday, the fact he joined in training, he is what Arsenal would class as fit. But they classed him as fit on Sunday, and he clearly wasn't. And I think you have to pick and choose. I think when you're involved in a title race like Arsenal, it's very, very hard to make changes, because every single game is as important as the other. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. You have to win. You cannot afford to drop points. And just because Arsenal are playing against Luton tonight does not mean they can afford to take things easy. This is a Luton side. Yes, they're in the relegation zone, but they score plenty of goals. I think they've scored in 18 games in a row in the Premier League. That's the most by a mile at the moment. I think the team on a second longest consecutive run of scoring goals in a game in the Premier League is on 12, I think, and Luton are on 18. So they always score. They always cause teams problems. They've lost, I think, 18 games or something like that this season, but 12 of them have been like by one goal, just like it was when Arsenal played them at Kenilworth Road and needed a Declan Rice 97th minute winner to beat them earlier in the season. Tottenham at the weekend at home went behind to Luton, had to get a very late deflected goal to beat them. They caused team problems, even though at the moment they've got lots of injuries. So Arsenal can't take them lightly, but I do think you need to look at the schedule you've got coming up. You look at the games Arsenal got away at Brighton at the weekend. Then you've got the Bayern Munich doubleheader coming up. You have Aston Villa squeezed in between. There has to be a point where you make some changes and you bring some players into the team. And you kind of look at training yesterday. You look at that picture, if you're watching on YouTube, down the bottom left there, you've got Zinchenko, Partey, Cedric, Jesus, and Fabio Vieira. You know, Zinchenko, Partey, Fabio Vieira, all very realistic options to potentially start this game. I'm not sure they will, but all very realistic options to start this game if Mikel wants to do so. He was talking about making changes in the press conference yesterday. I thought there were some quite interesting comments on them. He was asked if too many changes could disrupt the team were he to rotate tonight. He said, it's a good question. We are always wondering about that. And it's just changing certain personnel in certain moments and those relationships between the players. How long have they played together? How much time have they spent together? That can affect it as well. That's related to what they do in training every single day. We'll look at all of these things and we'll try to find the right team to win. He was asked if he prefers just making one or two changes to a team or wholesale changes like five or six. And he says, we have done it before. Historically, we have done both. At times they have worked and other times not as well. In that, is that in relation to the change or would it have been the same? It's very difficult to predict. He's right. When he talks about making wholesale changes, obviously it's not just a case of throwing a bunch of players into a team. You've got to know that they understand each other, that they work together. There is a sort of relationship there. So there's a lot to ponder, but I just look at this game tonight and I look at the fixtures that are coming up and I think you do need to make some changes. Not loads, but you do need to make some changes. And someone like Bukayo Saka, who's clearly struggling with something at the moment, you just don't want to run him into the ground, especially when you've got some really tricky games, massive games like the Champions League coming up. And all due respect to Luton, and as I've said, there are going to be no pushovers tonight. They are going to cause Arsenal problems, no doubt about it. But if you can't make at least a couple of changes for a home game against Luton at this stage of the season, when you know you have to give some players breathers and keep everyone fit, then when are you ever going to be able to make changes? I thought these were interesting comments from Mikel ahead of the game as well. He was asked about sort of finding the right players for those for balance, for those players who aren't getting many minutes at the moment. And you think of your Reece Nelsons, your Emil Smith-Rose, your Fabio Vieiras even, maybe Eddie Nketiah, those type of players. Maybe at the moment, Thomas Partey, Alexander Zinchenko as well. It's a little bit different with them because they're coming back from injury. But he was asked about finding the right balance for those players to get some minutes, but get enough minutes to stay sharp. So when they are needed in games, they're not coming in completely cold and then struggling to affect the game. And I thought this was quite interesting. He said, it's always that balance. And when you play and when you haven't, it's our obligation and duty to be prepared to play at any minute in any moment. You see a lot of moments with the example of Reece. When you look at Reece's moments for Arsenal, there are moments when he's played a few minutes and made a huge impact. And it's one of the best days of his life as an Arsenal player. Nobody remembers if he started or came off the bench. And a lot of examples are like this in both football and the history of sport, when a lot of players make their impact. Sometimes you need just a second to change the history of a football club. You just need 100 minutes to play a football match. He then asked if it's easier to explain that to players. He said, it's easy to see that it's a fact. And it's not something I'm inventing. And of course he's right. You do just need a second to change a game and to make an impact and potentially have a historic part in someone's season. I always go back to, obviously, Reece Nelson last season. It didn't quite pan out the way we all hoped when it was going to. We thought, you know, is this the moment Arsenal win the league when Reece Nelson scored that? But I compared it at the time when he scored that goal to Makeda when he did it for Man United, when he came off the bench in their game against Aston Villa way back when. It was like 2009 or something like that. And I think they've been losing that game and he scores a last-minute winner to win it 3-2, sends them back to the top of the table ahead of Liverpool when they go on and win the title that season. And, you know, that was his moment. He didn't do anything else really at Manchester United during his time there, but that was his moment and he had a huge impact on the season and that title win. And so he's right, Mikel. Anyone can do it, you know. And I would love nothing more, especially for someone like Emil Smith-Rowe to have his big moment between now and the end of the season where we can all look back on it and just think, yeah, that was his moment, especially as I think we all kind of know how Emil's story could well be going at Arsenal. We'll have to wait and see what happens in the summer with him. But it would be fantastic if he could just have some sort of moment that really everyone remembers him by after the season is finished. But there is a balancing act because as much as Mikel's right, you see it time and time again when players come in from out of the cold, when they haven't got into that match rhythm, they haven't got that match sharpness, that they're just not quite ready to impact the game the way you would hope. And so there is that balance that you have to find. And I think games like tonight are really important in that because there is an opportunity to at least put a couple of players in, like Reece Nelson, for example. If he can't start tonight, when Saka's clearly carrying something when you're home to Luton, then again, I ask that question, when are you going to start? You know, you gave Reece a big contract in the summer for a reason. He earned that contract with his performances last season. So give him another opportunity tonight. If he doesn't take it, then that's it. It was his fault. He didn't take his opportunity. But you've got to give people some opportunities. And I really feel like this is the night where you could potentially do that.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, moving on. This is my predicted 11 now that you're looking at on screen. If you're watching on YouTube, this is my predicted 11. This is what I think Mikel will go for tonight. The next slide I'm going to show is the 11 that I would go for tonight. So my predicted 11 in terms of what I think Arteta would do, I think he's going to go Raya in goal. I think he's going to go White, Saliba, Gabriel. I reckon Zinchenko comes in for this game at left back. I look at Kivior. He's played a lot of minutes. He obviously played those games for Poland. I think he's earned a breather. And I think tonight he will get a breather. And it'll either be Zinchenko playing at left back or Tomiyasu playing at left back. The two of them, I expect, will probably share the minutes today, Zinchenko and Tomiyasu, just to get some minutes into their legs, especially ahead of the game against Bayern Munich, where I still look at those two legs against Bayern Munich. And I think if Tomiyasu is fit and fully fit, I'd be playing him in those games. So I think Zinchenko gets some time today, and I think Tomiyasu gets some minutes today. Then I'm going with Rice, Havertz and Odegaard. So I think we might see Havertz drop back into the left eight role tonight in terms of what Mikel Arteta is going to do. And then I think, because he always does it, I just think he's going to go Saka, Martinelli out wide and Jesus up front. So that's my predicted 11. Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Rice, Odegaard, Havertz, Saka, Jesus and Martinelli. Right, now this is the 11 that I would go for tonight if I was picking the team. What a lovely situation that would be if I was the manager. So I've gone Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel and Zinchenko. I think it's important to give Zinchenko minutes, like I said, and I think it's important to give Tomiyasu minutes. So I would share that. I would then bring Thomas Partey to play it, come in. I think Partey needs some minutes. I thought there were some good moments from Thomas Partey against Man City at the weekend. He just needs to get his match fitness up and his sharpness up. And the only way he's going to do that is by getting some decent game time on the pitch. So I'd be starting Thomas Partey tonight. I'd put Declan Rice further forward alongside Odegaard in that left eight role. And then I'd go Nelson on the right. I'd bring in Trossard on the left and I'd have Jesus up front. So I'd leave Martinelli and Saka on the bench and they could come on in the second half if needed. And I know there's not that much pace when you take Saka and Martinelli out the side, but I just think with the games coming up, they've got to be protected. Martinelli, I know Mikel said he was fit enough to start against Manchester City, but I don't think he was, because if he was, he would have started that game. The fact that he was on the bench suggests he wasn't fit enough to start. And there's so many important games to come up. I just think for me, I'd be taking no risks with those two. Have them on the bench, bring them on if needed, but my front three would be Trossard, Nelson and Jesus. So that's the 11 I would go for. Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Partey, Odegaard, Rice, Nelson, Jesus and Trossard. Right, let's move on to what some of you guys have been saying in terms of what you'd like to see from Mikel tonight's game. We've got one from MHE87 who says, we need to ease Martinelli back and Saka clearly needs a rest. Got to think long term. Don't need their speed for fast breaks against Luton. Trossard, Havertz and Jesus up front. Also time to start Partey. Sub Partey and Trossard off around the 60th minute for Jorginho and Elneny, depending on the score, and Martinelli. Keep the same back line to start, then bring on Zinchenko at left back and Tommy at right back at around 60th minute. Again, ease these players back in. So that's what MHE87 wants to see. Smeeking says, hey Charles, hope you're well. I think Arteta will play Saka even if he's 80% fit. If It's what he seems to have done before. Agreed. Maybe hoping to have the game over and done with by half time, then rest players. Also, I think he's quite happy with Kivior at left back now, so you might see him keep him there. But what do you think happens with Tommy? He surely deserves a start. Could he rest one of Gabriel and Saliba against Luton? Also, interestingly, he took Jesus off after that silly yellow. Wondering if that annoyed Mikel, or maybe Jesus will go back to the bench because of it. No, I think Jesus will start today. I'll be surprised if he doesn't. 27th birthday for Jesus today as well. So hopefully he gives himself a present with a goal or two. In terms of what do you think happens with Tommy, I think he definitely gets minutes today. I thought it was good to see him back against Man City. I think he'll get more minutes today than he did at Manchester City. I'm pretty sure Mikel will have his eye on the Champions League games, and he'll be looking at Tomiyasu and the qualities he has against the wingers that Bayern Munich have, and he'll be thinking about Tomiyasu for that game. So we'll try and get him up to speed. So I think he'll play. I don't think he'll start, but I think he'll certainly get a fair bit of game time, whether that be on the left or on the right. We'll have to wait and see. Thomas Hawkins up there says Zinny to start, Tommy on this for the second half if things go to plan, time for Jakob to rest his limbs for the bigger matches to come. I have a sneaking suspicion Thomas Partey starts against Luton too. Would love to see it. Best from Thomas. Kieran says this is his 11. He says Raya in goal, Ben White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Odegaard, Rice, Smith Rowe, Jesus, Havertz and Trossard. Rest Saka and Martinelli, bring them on in the six, or bring Partey on it in 60 minutes. Yes, Smith Rowe, that's a shout. Could well play him tonight. Fabio Vieira as well. Both definitely options to start this one tonight. And Eyeswall says start Trossard, Kai and Jesus, minimum risk. So lots of you calling for changes tonight. I've got another longer one here from Casper. Says, hi, Charles. Regarding rotation, I have two things in mind. One, I feel that we need to rotate the central defence. Saliba's played every single minute in the Premier League. Rice has started every single game and Gabriel pulled out the Brazil squad with injury. But I cannot see it as anything other than the risk to meddle with the Saliba, Gabriel, Rice central defence. Rice is just so incredibly important. Like every single phase of play in the centre-back partnership obviously works so well that I'm scared to even touch it. White, Kivior, I feel, can be rotated with Zinny and Tommy based on fatigue, management or opposition, but that central defence is almost too good to poke with a stick. What are your thoughts? I agree. It is, out of everything in this Arsenal team, I think when you tinker with that central defence and Rice in front of it or Jorginho in front of it, I think it's definitely a risk, but I think Arsenal have got the quality players to do it. I think if you suddenly, you know, you could easily put Zinchenko at left back and bring Kivior in for Saliba. I wouldn't be doing it in a big, big game, but I think tonight against Luton, again, I know Luton cause teams troubles. They score lots of goals, but I still think if you can't do it tonight, then when are you going to do it? And I know I keep saying that, but that's what I keep falling back on when I think about changes tonight. You're not going to have that many more opportunities to make changes between now and the end of the season. It's like, are you going to do it at home to Aston Villa? No, you're probably not. Are you going to do it at home to Chelsea? No, you're probably not. You're certainly not going to do it in the Champions League game. So if you're not going to do it against Luton at home, then you're just never going to do it. And I think it's very important that you do it because players need to have a little bit of rest and the squad players need to be given a little bit of game time. And number two from Casper says, I feel like this Luton game should be a chance for ESR on the left, at least for a while with Jesus on the right. I feel like we could rotate Saka and Martinelli respectively every other game. For example, Trossard, ESR, Jesus, Havertz, Saka one game, then Martinelli, Havertz, Jesus, Nelson for the next. And both Saka and Martinelli in bigger games like the Champions League or United Spurs. We have enough quality in attack to rotate one or two positions each game, but not all of them. What do you think? We do. We absolutely do. Do I think it will happen? No. No, because history suggests it won't when it comes to Mikel Arteta and making changes to his front line. I think if they're fit, they tend to play. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. And that's why my predicted 11 tonight and the 11 that I would go for, the attack was very, very different because I'm just basing it on past history in terms of what Mikel does. But thanks for your comment. Mason said, I'd give Tomiyasu some game time here and there. Here and there, maybe even so, even more so at Brighton on Saturday. After 5 minutes or so against City, he started to look like himself again. It would be great to have him back amongst the starters. Now he's getting back to fitness. Maybe Zinny to start against Luton with Tommy coming on at some point in the second half. Kivior could certainly do with a break. Yeah, I do think it's time to give Kivior a break. Not only has he been playing a lot for Arsenal, he's also had those two really big games for Poland during the international break as well. So I feel like it's a perfect time to give Kivior a break tonight and bring in either Zinchenko or Tomiyasu. So that's it. That's the preview for tonight done. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Appreciate your time as always. Have a great day, everyone. If you're going to the game tonight, be loud. We'll be back tomorrow. You want to get involved in tomorrow's show, then come back to either this video or my ratings video and drop in some comments after the game, and I'll include a few of them in tomorrow's show, hopefully talking about another good Arsenal win, which moves them back to the top of the Premier League. Until then, everyone, have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.